This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike DeFabo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's great. He joins us right now here on the Fan Morning Show. Michael, good morning. How's everything with you?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Certainly, a bit of off-season news or off-season scuttlebutt at least. Will Patrick Hornquist be traded in the next 24, 48 hours, yes or no?
You know, that's the big question. If I had to say right now, I would say no. But I think this is going to be a really critical period. Obviously, they had what looked to be a trade in place, but maybe they jumped the gun a little bit in reporting things. You know, until every T is crossed and every I is dotted, a trade is not complete. And it seems that there were a couple things that held it up. One of them, the biggest one it seems to be, was the insurance, injury insurance, in case one of the players was injured, specifically Hornquist. So for now, you know, I think today was going to be a critical period to determine whether Hornquist does get traded or not.
Mike, my knowledge of insurance doesn't extend far beyond Flo from Progressive. So explain to me what injury insurance in this kind of trade, what we're talking about exactly, what the issue could be.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's like Jake from State Farm. You can go to him, too, if you're looking for
yes.
some. I mean, basically, my understanding of it isn't great either, but if a player were to get injured, it would protect his contract for the team. The team would then recoup some of the money that they pay out. So it doesn't help you in like a hockey sense, I don't believe. It's not like you get that money that you can spend on the salary cap, but it helps you in terms of real money in that sense.
Mike, tell me, if there's a stated goal by the general manager, Jim Rutherford, and there has been a stated goal, essentially to get faster, to get younger, doesn't Hornquist fit the mold as somebody that they should kind of do away with or try to trade? Or does his grit supersede that and they need that around, particularly on the power play?
Well, here's the thing with Hornquist. It makes to me a lot of sense why you would want to get rid of him. You know, I take nothing away from Hornquist. He is exactly what the Penguins needed in the locker room when Jim Rutherford came in 2014. He scored a huge playoff goal. He's a playoff hero. He's a great guy in the locker room. But he's also 33 years old right now. And his body and his playing style doesn't really age very well because of the fact that he's standing in front of the net taking punishment. So he's also making $5.3 million, and with Kasperi Kapanen in the fold, and they've got Brian Rust as well, those are your two top six right wingers. That means that you're basically paying Patrick Hornquist $5.3 million to play a middle six or a bottom six role, which is an overpayment. And now if that's an overpayment, what's it going to be three more years, because there's three more years left on his contract when Hornquist is 36 years old? So I understand trying to get him off the books. Now, I just wasn't sure that the trade that they had or the possible trade is the right one, because it would also mean taking on another long and somewhat questionable contract that adding another lefty to a defense that has about they've already got about four guys on the roster who are good enough to be third-pairing defensemen and nothing more. So I wasn't in love with the trade whenever I saw it come through, but I do like the idea of getting rid of Hornquist, as difficult as it would be to see the person leave Pittsburgh.
What would they do on that top power play unit, at least save this being just the first domino in a series of trades that brings back another player that fits there? What would they do with that net front presence role on the power play? Because Patrick Hornquist, as much as he doesn't fit Sully's five-on-five system anymore, Mike, it seems to me at least that they don't have anybody who can replace that role on the power play.
Yeah, he's really invaluable. He's still one of the best net front presences in the league, which on the power play, when you're not skating up and down the ice and doing some of the things in transition that the Penguins like to do, that's really valuable, especially, you know, we saw it in the playoffs. The easiest answer would be probably Jake Guentzel, as weird as it is to say, because that's what the answer was in the postseason when Hornquist wasn't with the top unit. Jake Guentzel was filling his role. But with Todd Reirden in the fold now as the assistant coach, he's going to be running the power play. You know, I'm kind of curious whether they're going to slightly tweak the power play or whether it's going to be massive shakeups. And so, you know, a player being gone, a player coming in, that's all going to be part of the equation for Todd Reirden as he tries to fix the power play.
Let's talk about that a little more. You know, obviously, Schultz isn't going to be around on that power play unit. You say slightly tweak or you say a massive shakeup. That's not good enough. You're paid to answer questions by us, and you're paid handsomely, DeFabo, so let's answer them. what is that first power play unit going to look like on opening night?
Okay, well, Mike Sullivan said that his old college coach said that when you're in doubt, keep it simple and put your best players on the ice. So if you're going to do that philosophy and follow Jack Parker's advice from Boston University, I think it's going to be obviously Evgeny Malkin, Sidney Crosby, Chris Letang, Jake Guentzel, and then I would say Jason Zucker. So what I would do, Chris Letang at the point, I would put Evgeny Malkin on the right circle where he can use his one-timer. Crosby is best when he's like allowed to work below the dots, below the goal line, kind of in front of the net, roaming a little bit. So that's where I think I would play him. And then Zucker is the righty, so I would put him on that left circle, left half wall that's been a big question. And then Jake Guentzel in front. So there you go. I just fixed the power play so they can give me Todd Reirden salary right there.
Right. Oh, that's good stuff. And you also know that you left you left the window open for Jim Colony to tell five Jack Parker stories that are rife with inconsistencies and almost truths, but they get the point kind of across. So that'll happen today, too.
Hey, well, that's okay. Have him tell the one about the time that Mike Sullivan in the playoffs, he missed the first game, but then came back with a bum ankle and led his team to the Frozen Four. I haven't come up with that one for you.
What'll happen is Colony will say that he covered it, but instead he really didn't. He was actually at a Celtics playoff game that night, and it's somebody else covered it, and so we'll have the story second win kind of right, but it'll have the wrong team winning. Like, it'll be close, but it'll have a key detail wrong. That's vintage Colony. So anyway.
Well, the accuracy isn't what is important. It's about telling it in an exciting way. So as long as he does that, that sounds fine.
Right. Ask Jim about Jack Riley the next time you talk to him. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it so very much. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
Uh-huh. Thanks, for Mike. Sure. I love DeFabo. He's really good. I like him.
Yeah. He's doing a great job. There's just so many questions about, like, I know he said he doesn't expect the deal to go through now at this point. Like, there's just, it may be too many stumbling blocks, but I just don't know what you do with all these left-handed defensemen. Like, I see this, I can smell the smoke coming out of Mike Sullivan's ears as he tries to figure out what he's going to do with all these guys if Matheson's actually the return in this deal.
We have to tell people that Jim Colony once reported that Jack Riley, who has since passed, had died, even though he didn't die. A different Jack Riley died. And then Jim had to come back in the next update after a hurried call from Joe Starkey to say, Jack Riley didn't die. It was a different Jack Riley. And Jim Colony had to report on the air, a different Jack Riley died. And then about 3 months later, Jack Riley really died. And then Jim had to have an update saying Jack Riley died, and only half the people believed him. Is that how the story went, I think?
I think it's just like that, yeah.
Something close. RIP Jack Riley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.